In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the studio. You are tuned in to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And you could probably hear in the background, we've got Mr. Graves in the studio with us. Hello, Mr. Graves. How are you?
Eloise. Did I say it right? Eloise?
You did say it right.
I'm going to go back to Eloise. I like Eloise.
No, please don't do that.
That's fine. Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah. Okay. And we've found another name, too. DJ Dehydrate.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Dehydrate. So we got that that's going on.
Hydration is important. Even during the cooler months, it's still incredibly important.
Especially because there's a lot of evaporation going on out there.
There is, and you could be seen as DJ Dehydrate if not.
And that's, we don't want that. That's a sad thing when that happens.
Indeed, indeed. And as always, Mr. Graves, we've got our wonderful question of the day. So we've been asking, you have an unlimited amount of money for one day. What would you do?
I'm going to Chocolore Nuts.
And now I'm hungry.
Let's go.
Dehydrated and very hungry.
And hungry. So let's go get a pizza.
I think I like the sound of that, actually. I'm not mad at a good pizza. I could definitely do a good pizza. No, that is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, I dream big. Dream big. That's what I say. Just dream all over the place.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So for those of you that are just tuning in, of course, we've got Mr. Graves that's hanging out with us in the studio today. So we're going to continue to kind of keep the vibes going from the year 1989. We're going to start things off with a little Donna Summer. We're going to have some good time in the studio today.
A little bitty.
Okay, maybe a whole lot of good
tiny,
time.
Tiny, tiny.
So make sure you continue to keep it here because we've got a lot to cover with Mr. Graves when we return. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. And in case you forgot, that's the station serving you America's best. And welcome back into the studio. You are tuned in to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and I am excited because, of course, it is Wednesday, which means we have Mr. Graves in the studio with us. Hello again, Mr. Graves.
Good morning, EJ.
All right.
Here we go. We're talking about Kratos stuff.
Kratos stuff.
First thing this morning. And, of course, everything is in the new year now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wrapping everything up. I'm getting ready to get on a plane Monday morning, and I'm flying back to Colorado.
Ooh.
So we'll be there for Christmas and New Year's, and I'll be back on the 3rd, and we can get back to the radio
at that point.
But all the stuff I got coming up now, it's going to be in January. We have a personal resiliency retreat coming up the 10th, 11th, and 12th of January. And if you're interested in that, go to the Credo Facebook page, okay? And this is going to be through the regional office. So go to the Credo Facebook page and scroll around on there, look around, and you'll find the QR for all of the retreats coming up in 25. And so you can find this particular retreat, and you can get information on the QR, and you can also sign up on the QR. I've had a couple of people this week already just contact me about it, and so we get them all taken care of. They've actually filled the stuff out, and they sent it to me, and I sent it on up to region. But you can do that yourself, okay, fill it out yourself and send it up to region, and you'll be good to go with that. So that's coming up. And the personal resiliency retreat designed for single sailors. And so it's a kind of like a free weekend. We pay for the lodging. We pay for the food. We've got transportation. We'll get you there back again. It's always at a 4-star hotel somewhere in downtown Catania. And so we look at communication skills, relationship skills building. I do some personality indicator stuff. And it's just a good time to get together and just work on our networking skills. Okay, that may sound crazy, but even in a relationship, you gotta have good relationship. I mean, good networking skills.
That's
so that's very important that you got that going on. So we'll get together and we'll work on that. And then looking ahead, I got a safe talk coming up on the 13th of January at 13:30 at the Midtown Theater or in the chart room. And just a reminder that safe talks are now wrapped up in with the Indocs. Okay, and so it's always going to be on an NDOC Monday, okay, 13:30. So that's coming up. You don't have to register for that, but if you're not part of the NDOC, just come by and let me know. Okay, we'll get you a certificate, and we'll get you all taken care of there. And then looking ahead, we've got something new coming up. We've got a work-life workshop with Health Promotions Board coming up on the 22nd of January, and that's going to be at 11 o'clock in the MWR classroom up above Pizza Hut. And then a late breaking news, last night I got an email from Health Promotions Board, and we're going to start doing weekly meditation sessions over at the hospital. And those will be out in the SEAT, okay, in the C classroom. And so more to follow on that, but it'll be happening after the first of the year. Okay, once I get back from Colorado, we'll get that up and running. So that'll be a weekly thing on Wednesday afternoons over at the hospital. And then also just a reminder about the unit workshops. If you'd like me to come down and do something specifically for your unit, just give me a call, let me know. I've got suicide prevention, I got communication skills, relationship skills building, I got resiliency, the MBTI, I got all kinds of stuff. I got 60 different modules that I can pick from. So if you'd like for me to come down and do some specific training for your unit, just let me know and we'll put something together for you, and we will come right to your location and we will take care of the training for you. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about holiday stress. That's going to be our focus for today's program.
I have no idea, Mr. Graves, how you do it. You are so busy. How are you headed to Colorado at this point? Like, you are really busy.
Caffeine.
It's caffeine.
I like that
a lot because it makes a lot of sense. I love the caffeine.
I should be the poster child for caffeine.
That indeed. So I'm actually looking forward to it because we've been talking a great deal about the importance of kind of maintaining that mental stability during the holiday season, because that's probably when we really start to come apart at the seams. So we need that very helpful reminder. So thank you so much for that. So for those of you that are listening, make sure you continue to keep it here because we got a lot to cover when it comes to the holiday season and making sure that your mental remains intact. You're listening to 105.9. That's AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I love a little PM Dawn set adrift on Memory Bliss. That was definitely a throwback. I love that song. Thank you for that one, Mr. G. We appreciate that. If you are just joining us, we are in the studio with DJ Graves.
DJ Graves now. Hey, I thought I was DJ Hydrate today.
So now we've got DJ Hydrate. It's been DJ Honey Baked Ham.
What happened to Honey Baked Ham?
We've come up with a number
He's
of
back
different
again.
DJ names.
For DJ
you.
Honey Baked Ham here. Just in time for the holidays.
Just in time
for
the holidays.
Here we go. What are we doing?
So we're talking about something that is so important for all of us to learn about is holiday stress.
Yeah, we're going to teach you how to have it.
How to have
We're
the holidays.
Have it. This is how you can have holiday stress
out
here.
We've honed the holiday stress.
There you go. Yeah. And for many people out there, the first sign of holiday stress comes around Halloween. Okay. Well, when stores start stocking shelves with Christmas decorations,
it happened here.
They didn't even have the Halloween. Kids are still getting candy at people's houses, and they're already pulling all Halloween stuff and putting the Christmas trees up.
That's it.
Okay, so people began to feel the clock ticking about that time, and suddenly there's not enough time to fit everything in, especially. I'm going to say if you're overseas and you're ordering stuff by mail and you're trying to get stuff, back to your friends and family back in the States, it can start to happen. And we start having higher expectations for this time of year than any other, which places even more pressure on us and increases the likelihood that we might be disappointed, with what's going on out there. So one of the things that's very important is to look at the reason for the season and why you are celebrating here. And so, what are you celebrating? Why are you celebrating? What traditions do you observe? Each family's got their own traditions. And so my wife, her family had theirs, my family had theirs. And when we got together, we kind of synthesized all that and put it together, and we came up with our own traditions with our kids. So what traditions do you bring to it, and what are you starting? What are your traditions out there? And then what would you like to change? Okay, if you had the opportunity, or what would you like to keep? Okay, yeah. So just, you know, something to think about out there. And then holiday stress by the numbers. And this is the American Psychological Association survey. Lack of money. 61% say that's a huge one. Pressure of gift giving, 42%. Lack of time, 34%. Credit card debt, 23%. Effect on physical health, 36%. Eating, 22%. Alcohol, 14%. So people tend to, you know, when we're in stressful situations, we tend to turn to the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a lot of the things that we mentioned are like alcohol, eating, shopping, those are things people use to kind of alleviate their stress anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a double dose of that coming up here. And then you got stress reactions. We often respond to stress with unhealthy habits such as smoking, overeating, and overdrinking, and that leads to feelings of distress, tension, anxiety, and harassment. And then you got physical responses to stress with high blood pressure, tension, headaches, upset stomach, and just general anger.
That's it.
Anger, all that kind of stuff. Now, here's what you kind of mentioned this a while ago. You were kind of surprised at injuries. Yeah. Injuries. That's a big one right here. Guess what the number one injury is? So, number one injury going into ERs during Christmas.
Oh, what is this?
Falling off ladders.
Why am I not surprised?
Falling off ladders. So stay away from the stinking ladder out there.
I see an increase of videos of people on ladders, obviously, during the holiday season. So that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it says here in my statistics that out of all those going to the ER because of falls off ladders, half of them get admitted to the hospital.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, and then there's tripping over holiday decorations. I trip over air. Okay, so it's totally dangerous for me during the holidays.
Dangerous.
Got all those little cords and things running around. Then you got other injuries. You know, you got contusions, lacerations, sprains, abrasions, all kinds of. Oh, and burns. Yes. Don't forget turkey burns. Oh, burning the roof of your mouth, or, you know, spilling gravy on your foot. You got all that kind of stuff going on. So it's really crazy out there. So we're going to knock off, let's see, with those. That's a bunch of them. And then I still got a list to go through here. I'm going to do one more.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more, should be about halfway through this. But holiday expectations, you know, and do you have realistic expectations? I want a unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds realistic.
Just be aware of that. Okay. And here's the thing. Make a list of what you and your family expect from this holiday season. And then hidden within these expectations, you're going to find mostly your stressors out there.
Mm.
So then adopt changes that will be helpful to you. And then write down changes that will help diffuse the stress. So avoid holding on to unrealistic expectations.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good one.
Kind of just, I hate to be a downer here, but, you know, have realistic expectations, you know, for your budget and everything else out there. And that's another good thing. You know, just having a budget and trying to stay within that budget.
We've all been there.
You know, I used to max out stuff and you spend. Mm-hmm. And learn not to do that.
That's it.
It's a painful lesson, but you got
to
learn to do that.
We'll probably just leave it to the kids to have the unrealistic expectations. But as for the adults, or at least the older kids, we know, you probably want to keep it pretty realistic, especially during the holiday season.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
And that works fine. That works out fine.
Indeed.
Okay, and I have found that your expectations can change over the years.
They can.
You know, just with your age, maturity level, and everything else, a lot of it can change out there. So when we come back, we're going to hit part two of Christmas holiday stressors.
My word. I am looking forward to this one. This is so interesting to me. I know that there are stressors that come with the holiday season, but I never took this much thought into it. And I got to say, I'm here for it. So we've got a lot more to cover with Mr. Graves when we come back. That is such a beautiful song. I tend to lose sight of like all of the music that we have in our inventory. And then we hear that one song and I'm like, ooh. I kind of like that. That's exactly what that song sounded like, too.
It is. That's why I'm doing it.
Oh, God. So we are back in the studio. If you're just joining us, we've got Mr. Graves in the studio with us for our morning buzz. We've been talking about holiday stress.
Yeah, and boy, going down our list now, here's a big one, the perfect gift. Oh, my gosh, that'll drive you crazy trying to find the perfect gift for somebody out there. So here's the thing. Ask people what they want. Just simply ask them what they want. Don't worry about trying to surprise them with the world's greatest gift.
Yeah.
No, because you're probably going to miss.
You probably will.
Just get them what they want. Ask them, for crying out loud. And then shop early for more selection or online. And then stick to your gift budget. Mm. Oh, boy, here's a big one. Family get-togethers. Holy cow, man, that can really get the thing going. And look at the size of the print here. It says, what does it say? Buy prepared foods instead of cooking everything from scratch. Mm-hmm. Ask other people to contribute and bring a favorite dish. And then cook and freeze stuff ahead of time. And if you freeze it, don't forget to thaw it out and reheat it. Okay?
I want to preface it with this. Please make sure whatever you bring, if you are going to cook it, know what you are doing. Don't experiment. Just bring what you are good at.
Stick
only
with what
you're
know.
Good at. That's it.
This is not the time to experiment. Do that on your own time.
That's it.
And then the last one says, don't spend all your time planning family activities. Take time to finish the task. Don't try to do everything at one time. And ask others to help.
That's a good one.
With the cleanup, for crying out loud.
Please stick around.
Okay, and that includes the kitchen after the big meal. And then the next one I got here is, managing your time. Mm. That's important because you only got so much time. Set priorities. Let go of impossible goals. Take a serious look at your calendar between November and January the 1st and be realistic about what you can and can't do. Yeah. And then stop some time. Build in some time to stop and enjoy what you're doing. Okay? And if you don't, you just might feel drained and unappreciated. Mm-hmm. And then rest when your body tells you to. Fatigue and tension can affect your mood and the ability to get things done. So try to keep your regular sleeping pattern. Okay? And then another one, quite common, holiday blues out there. For some people, the holidays can be depressing due to feelings of loss, sadness, and loneliness. Anger can sometimes intensify when contrasted with the expectation of the holidays. So spend time with people who care about you. Volunteer at local shelters or wherever you can volunteer. Stay active. Accept things. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And realize that spending some quiet time for reflection is not bad. It's a good thing to do. And then this one, removing stress by removing should from the holidays. Okay, so every year decide what feels most appropriate to you, given the time and the energy that you have available. Okay, time with family, time alone, casual parties, elaborate dinners, whatever. So that way each year's celebration is an expression of your true holiday spirit, not simply it's an obligation and something I got to get through. And here's one that's really important. Kids feel stressed too. Okay, so kids can feel lost sometimes in the shuffle. They'll pick up on emotional cues from parents and caregivers. Assign them tasks that are suitable to each personality and age appropriate. And this can become a tradition for the child and give them a sense of purpose. Okay, kids crave structure, so just be aware of that. So keep them posted on events and what's getting ready to happen. Try not to overschedule for them. And then give them an opportunity to get out and run off some of the excess energy. They're eating a lot of candy and sugar. All right, so let them get out and do something. Be a kid for crying out loud. And then have a secret code word that they can give if they're feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can get a break from everything. So that's very important, okay, that kids enjoy the holidays because, again, they get freaked out with stuff out there. And actually, we made it to the end of our list
right there.
We did pretty good. So just remember, take care of yourself during the holidays. Rest. Not kidding. Stay hydrated. Seriously.
Yes.
And try to de-stress your Christmas expectations, maybe lower the expectations a little bit. And just realize it's about spending time together and doing things that you enjoy. So there you go. There's our Christmas stress list for this year.
That is good. I love it. And I don't know if you noticed, but in our previous hour, we had featured the hardest working hospital on the island. And they were talking about as well the importance of making sure that we combat that holiday stress. They were giving some really incredible tips. And so I can't thank you enough, Mr. Graves, for being in the studio and really confirming the things that we need to do to really just kind of hone in on that de-stressing. And that's huge. One thing you made mention that I absolutely love was really just kind of slowing down and taking the time to enjoy the holidays. I am one of those people, admittedly so. I will go and do everything else because I follow the concept of should. This is how it should be done. This is how we usually do it. Therefore, it should be done this way. And you making mention of that really brings it into perspective, is enjoying the holiday season, enjoying our family, even though they drive us crazy throughout the year, but still having a really great time in the process and learning to just absorb that moment. So that is really huge. So I can't thank you enough for that. So when we come back, we're going to be doing some shout outs. Yes?
Shout out.
We're doing some shout outs. I kind of like the way that sounds. We're going to be shouting at a number of different people when we return. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We'll keep the music going when we've got a lot more to come when we return. All right, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. We are here with Mr. Graves. We've been talking about the importance of the holiday stress and how to maintain that. And Mr. Graves, I want to talk with you just a bit, and I want to ask you, why is it so important for us to maintain our mental health during the holiday season?
Well, I'm going to say start off with this, that holidays are a special time, of course, and so there's an elevated sense of stress and urgency and other things out there. The expectations are a lot higher, so it's very important that we maintain a balance during the holidays, because there's always kind of a reaction. When you're riding, a high, there's going to be a low. So you kind of got that going. And so the higher the highs, the lower the lows. And so I would say try to maintain an equilibrium, through the holidays. And the other thing is, like we were saying, just enjoy yourself. Try to remove a lot of the shoulds from it. And just be there and experience every day. Just learn to have fun wherever you are with whatever and whoever you're with. And physically taking care of yourself. Again, so many people are rushing around with the stress of the cooking and everything. Step back from that a little bit, scale that down. And the other thing is, remember your immune system. You got to take care of that immune system, because it's under a lot of stress, and it's probably going to go down a little bit during the holidays, because you got the weather. That's another thing you got to contend with. You got germs flying around all over the place. Very important that you do take care of yourself. Get plenty of rest. Eat healthy. Drink healthy. And try to have a pretty good schedule out there. It's okay to delete some things so that you don't have so much stuff going on and you don't feel so overwhelmed out there. So take care of yourself. That's very important. And spending time. Write in some time for yourself, some me time, so you can just kind of sit back and enjoy the holidays.
That is important. I'm glad that you mentioned that too, spending some me time, because sometimes that is very difficult when you've got a house full of people that you have to entertain.
There you go.
So sometimes it's necessary to kind of disconnect for a little while.
It is. So make some time for you.
That
so you can just kind of sit back, do your breathing exercises, and relax for a little while. And
that
it'll
is
help.
Good. That is good. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Graves. So we're going to push forward with our shout-ats. We've got a couple people that we're shouting at this morning.
Oh, a couple?
Let's
we got more than a couple. Look at the size of that list. It's a half a page we're going out loud.
I get the feeling this list is getting longer, because we're going from 1 to 2 pages now.
It is getting longer.
It is getting longer. Okay, let's do some shout-ats.
We find more people to shout at. Here we go. Chock Full of Nuts. We got Placido, Andrea, Roberta, Angela, Alberto, Gaetano, Lorenzo, Carletta, Erica, Biagio, and Mary. And at the commissary, we got Esty and Sylvie and Joey and Vince. We got Helen, Katya, David, Nino, 1 and 2, Claudia, Salvo, Enzo, Josie, Giacchino. I always mess that one up. Emanuela, Loredana. We got Milana, Luisa, Azura, Francesca, Maria, and Grazia. Then down in the pharmacy, we got Colin, Yvonne, Felix, Mitchell, Daniel, Justin, Matthew in the library. We got April, Lucia, Amanda, Shatina, and Mike. And then out on the flight line, Mr. G and his sidekick, Kevin. Then we got John and Anthony. And then up at Region, we got Douglas, Bradley, Adrian, and we have a mystery listener out at NAS, too. So wherever you are, mystery listener, this is for
listener.
You.
I love it. I love it. From the pharmacy to the flight line. Hello, hello. Shout out to everybody, and a big shout out as well to all of our listeners, everybody that takes the time to tune in to 105.9. We really appreciate it very much, as well as those of you that weigh in on the question of the day, which is huge. I'm still asking myself that question. If I had an unlimited amount of money, what would I do for one day? I still have no idea, but I do know, we talked about this as well, I think I'd have to have a piece of cheesecake every day. At least for that one day anyway. If nothing else, a piece of cheesecake, and it has to be made well, preferably with strawberry topping, but that's just me. Mr. Graves, I cannot thank you enough for being here in the studio. You've said some things that were far confirming when it comes to the holiday season and maintaining that mental stability, making time for ourselves, disconnecting from others, and learning to enjoy our time with other people, and really just making the most of our holiday season without compromising our health. So thank you so much for being in the studio as always, and I am probably going to be following you over to Chock Full of Nuts because I could definitely use a good breakfast this morning. So thank you so much for that. And for all of our listeners out there, this is a great opportunity to take heed to all of the advice that has been given during this holiday season. I know it can be very stressful, especially when we're overseas, because we kind of bear our own unique challenges during the holiday season. But take note and take heart. You've got people that are in the line right alongside with you that are battling the same things. And yet, and still, here we are making the most of this holiday season. So do what it takes to make sure that you maintain your mental and physical health during the holiday season. I would love to thank you so much for being here with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, during the Morning Buzz. I want you to stay tuned for your news and sports, and make sure you tune in this afternoon for the Afternoon Alibi with our very own DJ Outlaw. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you America's best.